Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Here we are, January 24th. It is my daughter's 8-month day and my friend Lana's birthday. Hi, Lana. Happy birthday. And in 9 months from today, I'll be 35 years old. So that's all very crazy. Welcome back to the Postpartum Coach Podcast. I know last week I did a self-trust episode and I based it on Brené Brown's Braving acronym, and I was going to finish that this week, but I took an inventory as a business owner of this podcast and I decided that I wanted to really hunker down and get more focused on what you guys need, which is anxiety help postpartum, and really honing in on how to get that mind and body working together again and functioning. So without further ado, I'm giving you a short, sweet, and fully packed, very organized, tidy episode today on why it is that our anxiety seems to just come out of freaking nowhere. Like we're just doing nothing or doing some normal thing, like waiting in line at the grocery store, and then boom, suddenly we're just blindsided. Okay. We're going to talk about why it just seems to come out of nowhere today. So buckle up. This is going to be so helpful for you to get your mind and body connecting again postpartum and later on into motherhood. So I hope this helps. If it does, share it with a friend. Thank you for being here. Let's go.
Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms. We learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston.
Hello, welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast. I have been doing this podcast for 4 years. Hello, my name is Lizzie. I am a certified postpartum life coach, and I'm also a mom of 4 kids. And today I'm going to be talking to you, the mama, the postpartum woman, but really just any time in your motherhood journey, specifically about why is it that anxiety and like this, it feels like a bear sitting on your chest, right? However anxiety feels for you, the sweaty armpits, why does this huge cascade of sensations and emotion seem to just like blindside us and come out of nowhere? So if you've ever been freaked out because one moment you were just standing in line at your OBGYN's office waiting to sign in or whatever, and the next moment you were convinced you were going to die for some reason, or you don't even have a thought in your brain about anything like that. All of a sudden you just are trying to fill out the paperwork at your OB's office, for example, and you feel like you can't breathe and you start to panic and you look around the office and you're like, oh my gosh, I needed to go take a breath of fresh air, and you have to stop what you're doing because you're internally freaking out. Well, like I said, my name's Lizzie. I've been there. I've done that. I had really intense birth trauma. And then I had anxiety and depression that were like attacking my brain and body after my second and third baby. And so what I did is I took 6 years between having my third baby and my fourth. And first of all, I needed that time because 3 kids in 4 years was a lot. So I just needed to like have a minute. And also I dedicated myself to figuring out how to like break the code on anxiety postpartum and depression postpartum, and like specifically anxiety and why it even happens and all of the ins and outs of it. So this podcast and today's episode is dedicated to postpartum anxiety. And today we're going to be talking about why it just seems to come out of nowhere. Spoiler alert, it doesn't actually come out of nowhere, but it seems like it does. So that's what we're going to dive into. If you have never listened to this before, make sure you like and subscribe to this channel, like the video. If you're on the podcast, thank you for being here. And you guys know that when you leave me reviews, it helps the podcast get in front of other moms and it helps my business. So if you have been benefited by any time on this YouTube channel or here on the podcast, I just would so appreciate a little written review on iTunes. It takes like a couple seconds. You get to make a fun screen name and it helps the business grow. It helps the moms out there. So that's so important. Thank you. Thank you for all your reviews. They mean the world to me. I read every single one of them, by the way. I will read it if you leave me one. Okay. So let's talk about postpartum anxiety and how it just totally blindsides us. It really does. And it can be so freaky and it can really shake your confidence and in your sanity. It can make you feel like something's very wrong with you. And to some degree it is, but it's not inherently wrong with you. It's just a disconnect between the mind and body. So more on that to come. So let's start at the very basic thing that makes us different than other species, which is our prefrontal cortex. This is even why we experience anxiety, is because we have this ability to go into the future. This is one of the reasons, okay? In the next episode, by the way, I'm going to be telling you three reasons why the anxiety is there. But in this episode, we're just looking at this one factor so that we can understand a little bit more of, you know, why it surprises us and it's so scary. So humans have this prefrontal cortex. It allows us to go into the future and visualize. We can go into the future and think about obstacles that could prevent us from hitting our goals so that we can make goals more efficiently so that we can then go and achieve and take the most advantage of this present moment that we live in. We don't actually live in the future. Our brain, quote, goes to the future, but it's not the actual future, right? It's just the imagination. It's this amazing, almost like computer database, and it takes your whole entire past life experience and it computes it and it makes a fake one and it projects it into, quote, the future. It's not real though. It's like a virtual reality, but it's useful. Kind of like when you're learning how to play golf and you do VR golf, like you actually do get to practice your swing, even though it's fake. It's not real golf. It's still benefiting your muscles. So it's the same thing with our prefrontal cortex. It goes into, quote, the future, but it's not really the future. However, the fact that our brain can do that and we can imagine what the future could be like can actually benefit us in the present moment, which is the only moment we have. We don't have the past and we don't have the future. The thing about anxiety is it convinces us, right? The thing about our brain and this prefrontal is it really feels real and we forget that it's not. And so here's what happens. You go into the future, you think about some things in the future, and then you don't realize it. But while you're there, it fills your entire body with emotions that you didn't realize were piling up. And then something snaps you out of that future little journey you just took. And I'm going to give you a couple examples in a moment. And so then you come back to the present moment, but lo and behold, you feel like your chest is full of water and you can't breathe, right? That's what we call anxiety. But essentially, anxiety is just a misplaced response of your body's emotional, like it's an emotional response that your brain triggered when it went into, quote, the fake future, right? The future. And now you got to deal with it. And so we have tools to deal with it. I teach women in my courses and my membership. If you want to go to lizzielangston.com/work with me, there's a free mini course. I teach women this, but in today, let's really go into like how this pans out so that next time your brain throws you for a loop, you're ready and you understand why the anxiety is sitting there. You are like not surprised. You're like, oh, I know what's going on here. Okay.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Okay. So let me give you an example. Let's say your kids are playing in the living room. You just fed them breakfast. You finished cleaning up breakfast and you're sitting there on the couch. So there you are. Your body is there on the couch. And for all your kids know, you're tuned in, you're available. But as they're playing, you kind of have this glazed look over your eyes as your brain goes somewhere else. You're actually on a trip to the future. This happens all the time as moms, right? Like we kind of zone out. The kids are playing. They don't need us. And we take a minute. And so you had a thought that took you there. And the thought was, what if my baby hits his head on the corner of that coffee table that he's crawling by? Okay, so it's a what if thought. What if is the cue that takes us into the future, or it's not the real future. It takes us into our prefrontal or our imagination. And so here we are. And in our brain, our kids are still there. Our body's still on the couch. But in our brain, we imagine that then we have to run him to the hospital and there's a fracture in his skull. And then the doctors tell us this, and then they have to do this. And the scary next thing, scary next thing, scary next thing. Well, during that whole trip to the future in our mind, our kids were like, mommy, mommy, look what I built. But you didn't hear because you were in the future in your brain, even though your body was there on the couch. And then something snaps you out, right? So you're in this really scary thing. And the whole time your chest is filling with these tight, tight, tight sensations of just fear. And so somehow your kid's like, mommy, look what I made. And you finally hear him and you're like, oh, cool, honey. Yeah. Okay, great. And then he goes back to playing and you're here back in the present moment. And what is here waiting for you? We're going to call that anxiety. We're going to call that a bunch of sensations that built up in your body because your body doesn't know that you were in the future. That's the thing. Your body was just following the scenario that it was seeing. Whether it's seeing it in reality or whether it's seeing it in your imagination, in your prefrontal cortex, in the quote, fake future that we go down sometimes, the body doesn't discern between the two. And so now you're sitting on the couch, but it's like you just went to the hospital and heard all this bad news from the doctor and then and came back all in 1 minute. And so now your body has all the emotions as if that was the real scenario. And so even though it only took you 1 minute of imagining it, your body, it's like you were just gone for 2 hours finding out this horrible news and being with your baby as he bumped his head and like was bleeding and all this crazy stuff. That is how powerful our brains are. Okay, so that is a trip to the future. That's how we get anxious. So we think that it just came out of nowhere, right? Because we come back to the present moment and we're like, oh my gosh, why am I feeling so tight in my chest? But it's because you went to the future, you had a scary experience, and your body responded. Let's do another example. Let's say, well, actually, this is true. So my son was just watching the movie Avatar. It's kind of old, but kind of good. And he really enjoyed it. I bought him a Lego set and I said, and it was an Avatar Lego set. And I said, if you finish building this, then I'll let you watch the movie. And he was so excited. So in this movie, if you've seen it or if you haven't, I'll explain it. Like human scientists have discovered another planet with its own like blue indigenous people and language and culture, and they want to learn about it. And so instead of creating spacecraft, they engineer these pods that they lay in and they get all hooked up to this machinery inside of the little pod. It looks like a tanning bed. And then as when they're hooked up and they press the button, they basically, their consciousness leaves their human body. So their human body is still there. It's safe. It's in the pod. And they actually travel into this a body of one of these blue people on this other planet. And they get to live in the human experience on this other planet while their human body just chills in this pod. Okay. And so they're basically like asleep, we should say. They're conscious, but they're not really there. And so when their fellow scientists think that they need to take a break or go shower or eat food, they will press the big red button on the pod to disconnect them from their blue body over on this other planet. And their blue body will just fall to the ground while they wake up in their human body. They get out of the pod, they disconnect themselves, they go potty, they eat a snack, and then they come back and they go back into the blue world with their consciousness and they go learn some more. All fine and dandy, right? But, and I promise you this example is going to really relate back to your anxiety, so hang with me. Let's say the human in the pod you know, gets all hooked up and they go there. They go to the blue world and they're playing around and, oh my gosh, look at this amazing nature. We don't have this back on Earth. I want to sit here and look at this. It's a, and look at the colors and the trees. They're so much bigger, right? They're having a grand old time. But then there's an earthquake. And there's this really scary thing going on. And so their human body is sleeping in the pod, right? But they are literally in a fight for their life in this other blue body in this earthquake. But in the middle of them trying to find safety during this earthquake, somebody boop presses the red button and disconnects them from their blue body. And they come back to their human body. What do you think is going to happen when they wake up, right? And if you've seen the movie, they wake up pissed. They're like, why did you disconnect me? I gotta find safety. You know, a big, huge boulder could fall on my blue body and then I won't be able to go back, you know, or whatever. And so in their mind, they're still processing the earthquake, but their nervous system is impacted, but their human body is not in danger. There is no earthquake on Earth. The earthquake was happening over on the other planet. Okay. So similarly, we actually do that. So much is parallel to this example I just gave when we are in our prefrontal cortex or our imagination to go into the quote future, even though it's a fake future. It's not the real future because the only moment we have is now. And it's not bad that we do this, right? If you are planning out your summer vacation, let's say it's April and summer starts in June and you are, you know, looking at your finances and you're looking at the place you want to travel to and you're checking out costs. And then you come back to the present moment and you say, okay, here's how much I have in my bank account. And so then you're like, you do the math and you say, okay, I need to make X amount more dollars. And so that we can go on this fun vacation this summer. So the prefrontal is amazing. It is what makes us a human and not a dolphin or not a turtle. Okay. It's awesome. It's one of the things I should say that makes us that. It's not bad, but when we are in that future place and we're imagining scary things like an earthquake or our kid hitting their, our baby hitting his head on the table and having permanent damage and oh my gosh, and our heart's pounding, then we're not being present with our body and the sensations that are happening from the fearful scenario we're imagining. And so they build up and they build up and they build up. It's like water is filling up in our body and filling up in our body. And then someone disconnects us, right? Our baby says, mommy, look what I made. And we snap out of that future scenario. And now we're back to the present moment. But what do we have? We have a whole chest full of anxiety. And if you don't realize that this process is happening, what can happen is all of a sudden you're freaked out because you don't know why, but you were just sitting on this couch. And then suddenly you are just left with scary, scary, scary feelings in your body. It can make you think you're crazy. So that's so fascinating, right? It's all about how we use this prefrontal and our awareness of when we're using it and how we're using it. When we're in our future realm, our pretend future that our brain concocts, right? And when we're in the present moment. And sometimes the future can feel so real that we don't realize that we're gone. We are not in the present moment. But we have to realize that there's a cost when we do that. There is a cost because our body doesn't understand the difference between seeing a bear chasing you in reality and seeing a bear chasing you in your visual prefrontal cortex pretend future brain. And so you're going to have the consequences or the response in your body as if a bear was actually chasing you in real life, or as if your baby really did hit his head on the table, even if it hasn't actually happened. It was just in your brain.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
Now, maybe you're like, Lizzie, I really don't think that my thoughts create the anxiety. I think it literally just happens. Like, I feel like if I was creating it, I would be able to remember creating it and whatever. And that could be true. I remember, like I told you at the beginning of this episode, I remember having, maybe, what did I say it at the beginning? I don't know, because I've recorded this a couple times because I messed up for a couple things. So I remember having an experience where I was sweeping the floor one morning, waiting to go to a medical appointment. And one moment I was sweeping and the next moment I couldn't breathe. I was having a straight up panic attack. I had no idea that my trip to the future that I had had while I was sweeping. So I was sweeping, going through the motions, but I was actually in my head and I was imagining going to this appointment and they were going to do like a scan of my body to make sure everything was okay. Like in real life, that's what they were going to do in like an hour or so when I went to the appointment. But in my brain, what I imagined is that they were going to find like cancer or some horrible, scary diagnosis that was going to be life-threatening and I was going to die. Right? So that's what my brain did, but I wasn't aware that while I was there in my brain, my body was filling with a response to that scary scenario. All I knew is then one moment I look up as I'm sweeping and I can't breathe. So that's actually about a third of the time, I will say, because there are two other scenarios that could be, and I'm going to cover those in the next episode. But a lot of the time, we think our anxiety came out of nowhere when actually it was this trip to the future we were taking. The quote future, right? It's a fake future because the only moment we have is now. So I hope you find that fascinating. Now, if you are like, oh my gosh, mind blown. And so you conceptually get this and you even take this with you into your life and it changes you. I am so happy because I really make this podcast for postpartum women to help them in a way that I wasn't helped and wasn't served. There were general life coaches. There was no postpartum life coach. And the therapist that I saw really didn't break it down like this. And so if you want more where this came from, and also if you want help, like knowing when to apply what tools and learning more tools and concepts to help you manage and navigate your internal brain and body connection while you're postpartum so that you can be the mom that you want to be, calm and present and playful and, you know, full of life and fun and purpose. That is literally what I do all day. I literally am here to help moms get their brain and body working together again, their executive functioning, you know, getting to appointments on time and meal prepping and taking care of their kids and being able to balance their work life and their family life and adjust to this new postpartum. That is what I do all day long. So you can go to lizzielangston.com and there's like a free get out of the postpartum rut mini course that people love. That is there. You can also go to my work with me page, which is again, just at lizzielangston.com. You'll see the work with me. It's /work with me. And you've got like low ticket little, you know, there's this emotional toolkit from, there's just so many resources there. So again, lizzielangston.com/work with me. And you can get any of the free or paid resources. I have a membership as well where we do live coaching. So if you want live support and not just like a do it yourself course, then you can come on over to the lizzielangston.com/community called Postpartum Freedom. It's a membership program where we really get into the nitty gritty of this through live coaching. You get to see other women going through their own thinking patterns and their worlds just get put back in order. It is so fun. They feel so much relief. They feel like they have their lives back and then they go on to do awesome things and it makes my life so happy. So I will see you over at lizzielangston.com and I'll see you in the next video next week. Take care, love. Thank you from the bottom of my life coach heart for listening to the Postpartum Coach podcast, for sharing it with your friends and for leaving reviews. You guys are the reason that this podcast has grown and I just want to say thank you. I want you to know that if you ever want help applying the things that you've learned on here and learning more and taking it deeper, you can go to lizzielangston.com/work with me. I have offerings to meet you at all points of a budget. So you can go to lizzielangston.com/work with me to check out all the offerings, lizzielangston.com/work with me.